This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Welcome to the HeadGum Podcast, a HeadGum Podcast. What do you think about that, Jake?
The HeadGum Podcast, a HeadGum Podcast. Yeah, that's cool.
That's really good.
If the intro is just, this is a HeadGum Podcast. This is the HeadGum Podcast, a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, Riley.
And it's just that for 45 minutes and then
forever,
that's the show.
Dog.
Okay, Riley, you do Rose's part and then I'll come in as the host.
Okay. This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to This is the HeadGum Podcast. I'm Jeffrey James. With me as never before is Amir Blumenfeld, Jake Hurwitz, and Riley Ann Sport.
God. Are you nervous? You've done this before.
I've never had more than 4 in a remote session.
You're also going through puberty, it seems.
My
drinking
balls
whiskey
dropped.
And going through puberty.
Yeah.
Are the squares on your guys' FaceTime drifting in, out,
yes,
larger,
yes,
smaller?
Yes, I really don't like it.
This is
what
not
a, bad
a good
feature.
Plan,
what a,
right?
What a weird feature.
Yeah,
that
it's not
Apple
ideal.
Does.
It's like a screensaver, but it's us, so I'm sort of getting nauseous talking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is fine.
And you were sick before this.
Yes, no, I had a boat situation earlier today. I took my Trump dinghy out to sort of protest slash own the libs, and I got like
open the ocean.
Ill. Yeah.
Open the Pacific. It's time.
Yeah, it's like whoever's talking, it's kind of like Zoom where it's like the box around it lights up, but it's like whoever's talking kind of gets center stage. So it's almost like if someone were to talk while I'm talking right now, they would kind of push me off stage and it would
Let's see if that happens.
Bit.
Does it make my screen bigger?
Fuck!
No, mine always stays. Wait, is mine bigger for you guys?
Now it's
yours
starting to gradually get bigger as you talk.
Oh yeah, yours is getting bigger.
Well, if you guys think that part is annoying,
no.
For me, now I'm just looking at myself because I accidentally pressed effects and it's not letting me move the screen at all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That might be better.
It was worse, but now it's back to normal, which is also bad.
Okay.
So this what is this show? This show is it's sort of inviting the people who listen to HeadGum Podcasts, who watch the HeadGum videos, who are fans of you guys, kind of join us for a weekend happy hour of sorts. Let's have
and
a
why
drink.
Is this show?
Why? When is this show?
When is the show?
What's the why now?
Of this show.
What's the why not?
The why now? Why this play? Why today?
Yeah.
I will say it's late January when we're recording this. There's this silly, crazy virus going on in China. We assume it won't really affect us much, but I'm looking forward to seeing how everything pans out.
2020 vision, as in I've never seen my future clearer, and I know exactly what's going to happen.
Okay, what's going to happen?
I am going to get rich fast, and then I'm going to rest on my laurels.
Canyon or otherwise.
Get rich quick and die young.
Get ripped quick and get rich fast.
I'm gonna sell my semen.
I'm gonna sell my semen to semen.
Oh,
sailors in Marina
God.
Del Rey are gonna own part of me.
Marines in Marina Del Rey.
How are you guys taking the quarantine? Week to week? Because that's how I'm doing it.
I would say day to day, but every day not much happens. So like time, it's almost like somebody erased all the parts of a calendar that separate days, and now it's just a giant square that said April.
Right. Mm.
Holy shit. Mine week by week, and it's all weather based, because I sort of have like a baseline depression, and when it's 48 degrees and rainy, then I know that's going to be a sad day. Mm-hmm. But when it's like 65 and sunny, I'm like, oh, okay, that's a day where I won't be that sad.
But and you'll still be sad.
Only a little.
But not
only
that, a little. Not that sad.
Not that sad. Yeah, not that sad. And that's something.
I take it day by day because I feel like I'm going through, I've noticed a pattern where it's like I'll have three really good days and then I'll have one really sad day. So it's
that's
like I'm on a high for three and down for one. And it's kind of that roller coaster where it's a sad and scared.
Because you're probably taking one pill every other day, the Molly that I gave you. You want a microdose, so you're taking, like, break that up into thirds. And then, because I'm sort of just constantly riding that wave.
Right, right, right. And, like, so if I do the microdose, it won't be the
so there's
the
no
peaks in the valley.
Yeah,
it'll be more even.
I'm just, like, really chill. Good. Yeah, I'm chill right now.
Yeah,
I can tell by your tweets.
Yeah. Which read, like a suicide note. Let me just pull them up.
Each one is blaming someone else. Also, the Molly gave us were liquid gels, so
we
I'm pretty sure
fun.
It's Advil.
Jeff, how are you taking it? Day to day, year to year, minute to minute?
I'm taking it ear to ear, as in it's I'm smiling.
And I'm eating corn.
Smiley through the virus.
Nice.
Say cheese, please.
Oh my god. Smiley virus.
I'm taking it week by week. This week was not as good as the week before, which was not as good as the week before that.
That's
Do you
really
get
cool.
what I'm getting at?
Yeah, that's a good question. Are you guys trending up or down in the grand scheme of things?
Down.
Interesting.
I'm trending up.
I'm trending up.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the end of March was the worst of it because there was a lot of uncertainty.
Yes.
And now it's like, I'm used to this lifestyle forever now. So it's
Now we're certain it sucks. Don't worry. Exactly. We weren't 100%
before it was like
sure.
there was more hope, and now it's sad because there's not much.
Exactly. Once you get over it and realize this is us now forever, it feels fine.
Daniel Rashid, Daniel's dad, because we were FaceTiming with his family, and I think this was probably like a month ago, which is insane to say. But we were just talking about like, I think it was like around the end of March and we were all very sad and it was like thinking about like the new normal and Daniel's dad made a good point and he's like, well, there's never been like a normal and things are constantly in flux. Like when people rode horses everywhere, like that was the normal. And then things are always changing and it's like, we're always adapting to what our normal is right now. So I feel like it's very strange. Like, you know, it's May 3rd. And we've been doing this for a while that it's like I've hit the point where it's like I'm trending up because it's like, yeah, this feels normal to me right now.
Yeah. Mm. If you compare us to the era that we rode horses, then this is better than that because at least we have so I'm paying for a car I don't use, which is good.
Yeah. Which is good.
It is different.
But also if you get like a toothache, you aren't dead. You know?
Yeah.
Beer was hot back then. Beer came hot in wood barrels. And now we can at least refrigerate the shit.
Yeah. I was also going to talk about a FaceTime conversation I had with Mr. Rashid. So I'm glad
we
brought yours up.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
He just lambasted me. he dragged me through the mud for being sad. Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah. He said, hey, man, I can help you out with this. And he thought it was going to be kind of a bro-to-bro therapy session. But instead, he just said, don't be sad.
Yeah, he sort of like did this thing where he slapped me through the computer.
It was a lot of like hashtag get over it type of mentality, which is like a kind of like a self-help thing that I'm pretty into. Just like fucking man up, you fucking idiot, you fucking asshole. You think you're fucking so good. You
this
think
is a live
the world
tweet.
Fucking revolves around you.
This is clearly
sad.
About someone specific, if not yourself.
When the world gets coronavirus, you got to grab the virus by the nuts and get back out there and fucking open society. Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Pull your stuff up by your boot strap-ons and get back into the workforce.
Cowboy
Get back
up,
into
motherfucker.
The workroom. This is RuPaul's Drag Race.
Does anybody have a low point, a rock bottom of sorts from their week that they'd like to share?
I got.
I don't
a
have a rock
bottom,
but I have a people's elbow.
Nice.
What was the low
no,
point?
No, I don't. Wait. I want to hear everyone else's first because I need to temper how sad mine is.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I'm like, oh, do you really want to know?
I think
I'll never tell.
Yeah, you are crying though.
No. Jeff, why don't you start us off?
I mean, it wasn't a horrible week. I don't have a great one to start us off with. I think you guys should go with whatever the saddest thing is you can muster to share publicly.
Wait, for the week or for the whole entire virus?
let's say this week, just to make it simpler.
Great. Okay. Then that also doesn't go too deep in my closet.
Absolutely.
I noticed that I don't put my laundry away, so I'll just put clothes in a dryer and use that as my closet. And then when I'm done with the clothes that are in the dryer, my washer is now full. So then I can just wash my clothes and put them in the dryer. So I'm sort of living this kind of vagrant / depression lifestyle where I don't put anything away because I never have to, because I never have to look good.
That is kind of bleak, to be honest.
That was a Twitter thread. You can go find it at Blumenfeld on Twitter.
Oh, I have a good Twitter-based one, but that one is the most real level of low. The Twitter-based one is I tweeted that if ignorance is bliss, then I must be smart as shit, LOL, but there was a typo, so I deleted it. But then a friend of mine copied the screen grab of when it was up. And it's like, if ignorance is bliss, I must be smart as shit. He's like, I noticed that. So I'm like, great. I bragged about being smart, had a typo, had to delete it. Now I can't use that tweet, which is honestly like 10 likes and 112 fucking retweets away from being viral.
So
at this
you,
point.
You
and
should
we'll
have
never
left
see
up the typo.
Yeah.
If you left up the typo, it would have been like kind of an esoteric smart joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have been ratioed. I would have been absolutely ratioed for that.
The whole idea of the tweet is like, well, I'm sad, but I'm smart. And then you're not smart. Yeah. So you're just sad and dumb.
Exactly. The two worst things to be.
Yeah. I guess my rock bottom is that I don't take out the trash that often, mostly because I'm scared of the outdoors. And also like, I don't want to take the trash out. So it's just piles of garbage everywhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of flies behind you, I see.
That's sort of like a rolling rock. That's like a rolling rock bottom. That's like a new, like a way, that's a new part
rocks.
Of your life. Yeah. And that's really the worst thing of all. Oh my God, you should definitely take
Jeff,
your trash
take
out.
It out. That's disgusting.
It's really not all over the place. It's just this kitchen trash, but it's all just like...
Yeah. But it must smell bad. It's
ants
weird to
everywhere.
Have a rock bottom that is so instantly solvable. The trash is already in a bag. All you have to do is tie it up and bring it outside.
But the
you
issue
are
is,
you feel so much better if you take it out.
I will, but the issue is, it starts to pile up so much that, like, to get it out of the bin, it's gonna like pull all this trash out onto the floor. So I'm avoiding that moment as long as possible. But
so
it
you'll
also
make it
gets
worse when
yeah.
it happens. Yeah. Yeah.
Look,
let's.
You guys,
I think we should have you take out your trash live on the
on
podcast.
Air.
On That's, air,
it's such a visual thing.
Let's save it for the end of the show, though.
Fine.
And then I'll fold my laundry.
My low point this week, I mentioned it on Instagram, but I rode my bike around the city, which I thought was going to be very interesting because like the streets are all super empty right now. And I like as I was getting ready, I was looking for my bike lock key and I found an old Polaroid camera that Jill and I had. So I was like, oh, this will be really dope. I'll like... go into Manhattan and like take photos of the empty streets. And I took a whole bunch of photos. And like, as I was doing it, I was just like putting them in my hoodie pocket to develop. And like, I'll look at these later. I can't wait to like see how these turned out. And
that's so
and
earnest.
I rode my bike for like 2 hours. I came back. I like put everything away and I took out these photos laid them out on the table. One of the photos, which was one of my favorite ones, was just an all black slide that says this is not a film. Like it was just the first it was just the first photo in the roll that doesn't get developed at all,
right?
And then all of the other ones were completely exposed, overblown. You couldn't tell what any of them were. One of them you can tell is a building, but the Freedom Tower was behind it and you just can't see that at all, so they were
beautiful.
All completely empty. Yeah,
that's they're actually all useless.
That's art now.
That is honor. Yeah. That's modern. Yeah, that's modern.
I made the best of it and I posted it on Instagram, but I was sad about it.
What about the you have really to wear cool. diapers? That's pretty sad. You didn't say that part, that you have to wear diapers now because you've been sort of rendered incontinent by the sadness. That's a good one, right?
I've never heard of that. You don't know how
Jeff
to...
said this week.
Oh, okay. And you started wearing the diapies. Was it in late April?
The diapies are actually a high point of this week because they're working so well. And I go doo-doo and I go wah-wah in my diapy.
Yeah.
And
even
Jill
if you're incontinent, you don't have to like do baby talk, right? Like you can just like take it as a serious medical issue.
Also, try not to shift your weight because I'm hearing like it sounds like a bag of Ruffles every time you like move to the left. Right. It's really crinkly.
It's crinkle cut potato chips in your pants.
Speaking of baby talk, Jeff, when we recorded our pod the other day, we were doing a bit and instead of saying hung like a horse, you said hung like a horsey, which has really stuck with me. And I would love for you to never say that again.
Well, okay. So hung like a horse means you have a giant hog, but I am hung like a horsey because it's kind of medium.
Like a horsey baby, like a
baby
horsey.
It's a small toy. It's a small wooden toy for a toddler.
Because it's sponsored by Hasbro.
Like a rocking horse.
So that was part of the low of my week was hearing that. But I think the real low of the week was learning about murder hornets because my anxiety can only take so much.
Now there's bee killers.
Now there's killer bee killers. And I looked up a photo of them. Because I guess I was on Twitter and like, Jesus
Twitter?
Christ. I was on Twitter. And
I was going doo-doo and wah-wah and I was on Twitter.
I was looking at Emilio's existential duet on Twitter and I saw that murder hornets was trending and I just decided to do a little ye old Google search and I saw the fucking monsters and I wanted to throw my... Have you seen what they look like?
I saw a photo on Twitter, but I did the smart thing and I did not click through. I saw that and I was just like, nope, not now.
2 inches big. They are 2 inches long. They're huge.
They're the size. I don't know. What do they look like? They look like a fucking Tamagotchi. They're Tamagotchi huge. Size.
And they behead bees. They decapitate bees.
Yeah, that's not for me.
And they don't pollinate either. They don't even serve a purpose. They only kill other bees. It's insane.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. I'm not a big fan of the bees, so that's ultimately...
Unpopular opinion,
they're doing
right?
My bidding, almost. Like, they're getting rid of the shit that I don't want to deal with on
a day-to-day. Yeah, sorry, Amir. You sent a package to my house, I think you by mistake, and it was packaged... The return address was from Japan. Did you bring these fuckers to the U.S., man?
I ordered a few off of Weibo, and...
Yeah, it doesn't matter got them. You did them, and they're here, and they're multiplying.
Yeah. By the way, I still have that Alibaba login if you wanted to order stuff.
No, because I don't want to be attached to this, right? Because it's going to come out eventually.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let me know.
What were the highs of your week?
Is that
not
necessary?
Not the Molly, but like what are the good the roses to the thorns?
I played a few good Mario Kart levels last week that I was like, all right, this is good. I beat you a couple times, that felt nice. And I'm starting to cement my place atop the HeadGum leaderboard, which feels right to me at this point in time to have that be the case.
Are you down to play tonight?
I would never. I retired.
No.
You just said you were starting to take it and you're retired.
Yeah, because if I retire on top, Michael Jordan style, then I'm officially the GOAT. That being said, I can't play tonight because I'll be watching the documentary about Michael Jordan.
Agreed.
Fine.
My highlight, sorry.
Excuse me.
Classic Zoom issues.
Oh my
God.
They're in a fight.
No, yeah. Just try to stay out of my fucking way.
Yeah, we're all trying to have like a good time, but you're like really bringing the negative.
I know,
energy.
Let's have a good time, but I think we're going to go one at a time. We're going to have a good time, and it's going to be my time.
All right.
I've never heard him this upset.
What was the question? Sorry.
So you didn't have an answer.
I went boom boom in my diapy.
Yeah. Okay. I heard that. So you were talking about the highs.
Yeah, you were talking to talk go over boom, the boom. Noises.
My God.
I think my highlight was I went to like this, like a club, like a little like rave thing, like an underground.
What?
Like a party.
Like a tiki disco type situation.
Yeah, kind of like a distance, like a live event.
Yeah, like 6 feet
away.
This
was one of these. This was one of these things that that was impossible. It was impossible to be 6 feet away because it was just like such a fucking. It was like a cuddle puddle.
Right. Nice. And,
yeah. So like we were all.
How are you feeling?
Rolling, tripping. I feel. I mean, I have like that, like the Suicide Sunday Molly hangover. That's just like a dry cough and.
So no, that's not.
That's suicide not Suicide Sunday. Breath, Sunday. Yeah. Yeah.
High fever.
High
but
fever.
I think it's
high
just like kind of getting over the.
You infected thousands of people.
Are your lungs?
And that's the highlight of your week.
Hard to breather.
It's impossible to breathe.
Okay.
Yeah. One of your Polaroids that you took, the only one that didn't develop properly was you falling off the Brooklyn Bridge because you were wheezing so much.
And I deserved it. And I deserved it. I should have done that.
Now it's time for everybody's favorite bit. Did you talk to your ex? Jake, ooh. Did you just yes or no? Did you talk to your ex?
Yes.
All right, Amira, did you talk to your ex?
No.
Riley, did you talk to your ex?
No, but I would love to hear that you did.
I talked to my ex.
Of course.
Did you talk to multiple exes or just one?
I only have three, and one of them it's still raw. So obviously it was her. It was her 100%. Yeah, yeah drunk
yeah,
last
that's
night.
The one you don't want to talk to.
Yeah, right. Okay. You really? Want to really? Talk-
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, not where it's raw.
No, I talked to my high school sweetheart, and she is a sweetheart.
Nice.
Hot.
I proposed.
What's the next segment?
I proposed. And now the next segment is who's going to be my fucking bachelor party. Riley?
I'm down. I actually know an underground rave that we can still get into.
Yeah. They're definitely closed.
Amir, you're kind of our resident scientist, germaphobe, and I hate to use this language, but nerd. Would you be interested in just enlightening people with what we know so far about Reeve the virus on today, May 3rd?
Well, I know for a fact that recently we hit our deadliest day in the United States. So more people died this weekend than has previously died. In April, coronavirus was the number one cause of death in America, surpassing every other disease. The amount of people that died in April is like... a certain multiple that's above what's even been reported for coronavirus. So people are assuming the death toll, although it's already surpassed Vietnam numbers, is actually low compared to how many people have been killed. And then despite all this mounting evidence that the disease and the numbers are just getting worse, there's still so many people who haven't been infected yet that we're only seeing the beginning of this. And of course, coupled with the fact that people are desperate to get outside. We haven't even hit the first peak, but it'll be a lot lighter than what's in store for us in May and June. So if you think this is bad, it's just the tip of not even the iceberg. We don't even see anything yet. It's going to get a lot worse very, very quickly. And get used to hunkering down. Because if you think 9 weeks is a lot, it'll be closer to 90 before you know it. And did I talk to my ex? No, I didn't talk to my fucking ex. Because they don't want to talk to me. I'm a sour guy. I'm in a bad mood. What is there? I'm not lightening the day for anybody. They don't want to reach out and ask me how I'm doing. Yeah. How am I doing?
Like,
I'm doing
poorly, you just tanked, and so are they. You tanked the fucking show. You destroyed this podcast.
All you had to All you had to do is offer hope to some people, even in a small way.
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you were asking for the reality of the situation. You want me to lie to everybody? Yeah, everything's gonna, let's start relaxation and meditation will help you feel better or something. What did you want me to say? Fucking to these ignorami? Do you want me to just feed them lies?
My God.
Never mind. Obviously, never mind. I shouldn't have asked.
Jesus, man.
Should we introduce them to, after that devastating check in with Amir, should we introduce them to our favorite new segment on Review?
Yeah.
We like to do a little thing on our show that I think we could bring. I think it would really.
It should be on every HeadGum podcast, really.
It should be on every HeadGum podcast because it all comes back to the man, the myth, the legend. This segment is called What Happened, Marty? So for us, it's usually about why hasn't he gotten us more ads? Why is he so sad? Why isn't he, kind of getting out there emotionally, physically? So if you guys want to chime in, you just got to end it with a little, come on, what happened, Marty?
All right, why don't you guys start and then we'll take the third and fourth one.
Marty refuses to get a Nintendo Switch because a couple months ago he thought it was childish and it was a toy for children. But now all of us are bonding and having more personal experiences outside the office, and he's missing out. What happened, Marty?
I texted Marty asking which was better, Wexler's Deli or Maury's Bagels. And he said, Maury's is a cleaner version of Wexler's. I said, how thin is the slice? And he said, the Nova's so sharp, they might as well call it cheddar. I said, because sharp cheddar? And he didn't respond. What happened, Marty?
I know Marty stopped playing video games entirely. He was racking up a time debt on one of those games. He said he's played over 100 hours, 1,000 hours, I forget already. And then I asked him how it was going, and he said he had to give it up. So he stopped indulging in the one escape that gave him joy. So what happened, Marty? I'm wondering what happened there.
Last time I saw Marty, I believe he had a tattoo of a rose on his forearm, and I think maybe a tattoo of a lightning bolt somewhere. And then we were on a Zoom call last week, and he raised his arm, and it looked like he had a quarter sleeve. And I'm just wondering how many tattoos he got. In his first one was a year ago. So this is just like really wall-to-wall tatting. And I'm wondering what happened, Marty.
I went to the gym with Marty, and we just lifted for a day before quarantine, and in the locker room afterwards we were changing, and I saw that he had two W's tattooed on both of his ass cheeks, and when he bent down it said wow, and I was just wondering what happened, Marty.
So he was naked, he goatseed you?
He was he gautier'd me, and he got me. So
that was before he put on his diaper.
I don't know if you guys, well, Jake, you're the only one, but I don't know if Gautier, if you've seen his music video back in the day, but he was naked.
Yeah, no, Amir went to high school with Gautier.
Yeah.
Did you really?
We were in 9th and 10th grade, me, Gautier, and yeah.
That's really...
yeah.
And what?
We did a bio.
You
we
started
did
a
bio
list,
project.
But it was just the two of you.
Wasn't it like you and Jesse, Ofer,
Malik?
Rami, and like Gautier used to like do Jackass style stunts. Like you would do like...
We would like do fake interview man on the street shit. So like Gautier would like ask them a question like, hey, can you name 31 flavors in 31 seconds and I'll give you $31,000. And then they would like freak out, and me and Gautier would sort of snicker and run off and kiss each other behind a bush.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Behind a bush? That's the craziest part.
Jesse would shoot off fireworks into his own ass, and then everybody would kind of crack up on camera. But then, and then Amir would kind of do parkour and hurt his neck, and then it would be Gautier's turn, and he would just kind of be like, well, I was the sort of the filming guy.
Yeah. Gautier never got into like the pain stuff. He would want to do like the embarrassing shit.
Yeah, he would like wake up his parents and kind of annoy them, right. Bam Margera style.
Yeah, no one had the balls to do what Steve-O did. No one had the balls to do what Dave England could do.
Easy,
okay,
easy, brother.
You're clenching your jaw. There's a lot of tension in the jaw. Just loosen up, loosen your shoulders.
What happened, Johnny Knoxville?
What happened, Gautier?
Part of this podcast is supposed to be kind of like a peek behind the curtain. So if anybody has any HeadGum memories to share, I think it could be interesting to the audience about just the inner workings of the Bish, and maybe something from our company retreats and shows at South By or in Chicago or this year. I think it's going to happen this year, right? Atlanta? I think it's Atlanta or Toronto.
Yeah, we'll be in Atlanta. So one of my favorite HeadGum memories is you had like your prolapsed anus and you needed extra healthcare, and you eliminated Andrew's health care to pay extra for your health care.
Just try to tell that story without alluding to me having a pink sock.
But I appreciate you calling him Andrew, though, because it kind of humanizes Pyle a little bit more to make sure that the audience knows that you took away his, what he really needed, especially being in upstate New York.
Andrew Pyle, his health care was eliminated because Amir had a pink sock, and he had to get it.
He's talking about, like, was there like a really loud fart in a karaoke party? Something silly. You know,
that happened also,
like,
too, yeah. There well, was
the,
one yeah. time...
The prolapse was because you were using a prostate massager during working hours, so that's kind of like, it wasn't even in the bathroom either, it was in the studio, which is where everybody needs to be.
Oh,
so like,
what? What did you say?
So
what?
A prostate massager.
So you're saying I went to the studio, put my ankles behind my head, and just sort of stuck a dildo in my ass.
Yeah,
waited
vibrating.
For someone to come in.
It was actually an egg. It was an egg.
We're being replaced by machines.
All right. Does anyone else have a story?
No, I am serious here for a second. South by Memories, Riley?
Oh, that's so, yeah, I mean, there's so many, right? Like, all of us.
Oh, you didn't go to South by.
At South by together.
Riley wasn't invited.
Oh, yeah. Man, I mean, it's like.
Chicago? Did you go to, wait.
I did, oh, to Chicago, I do have memories of because I was there. So that's the difference between me and the other three things.
How'd you know we were in Chicago, by the way? I forgot you, why were you there in Chicago?
Why was I there?
I saw you there, but that
was
the first
time
I heard
about
you
coming. Well, Jeff and I were there because we opened for you guys, actually.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Okay, so I understand why
and
you were there. I just
we
don't
were
understand
at the merch
why.
Table the whole time.
It was helpful to have you there in that capacity. That's true. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Cool, that makes sense.
So that was awesome. So you've been included forever. That's awesome. So we've established that Riley's always around, always
she's
in
canon, basically.
I actually yeah. do have a great, I have a fun little backstage mem. Not necessarily backstage of a real stage, but back peeking behind the curtain, behind the smoke mm-hmm. and mirrors. I do remember Claire Slaughter, Amir Shmuel Blumenfeld, and I took a lift from the airport to our hotel when we got to Chicago. And I remember our lift driver was like, asking what we were doing there. And we were trying to get him to come. We're like, oh, you know, we're doing like a comedy podcast festival. You should come. And he's like, oh, you guys do comedy. And we're like, mm-hmm. And he was like telling us really long and kind of not great jokes, and we didn't laugh because we
Claire's
didn't know that
loving
they were
it.
Done.
Claire's egging him on at knife
and
point.
And then, like, he would finish it, and he'd be like, yeah, so that's kind of the joke. And, like, we were kind of felt like we had to laugh, and all of us were texting each other. We're like, should we jump out? And at one point, I think we, like, Amir made a joke and just pointed to some abandoned building, like, on the side of the street. He's like, oh, well, this is us. And it was, like, more of a joke for us. And the driver was like, no, that's not where you're... No, that can't be where you're staying. And
yeah,
we're like, no, it's
sorry,
not.
I didn't know if you were joking or not, because you said you were funny, is what he said to me.
So that was a really powerful experience.
That was a scary moment in time.
It was a scary moment in time. Imagine being quarantined with that man.
Imagine if us backstage at Talia Hall last year being told that this is what we'd be doing on this day, today, May the 3rd.
Yeah, wait, when was that a year ago? Was it like June?
It was June 15th or something like that.
June 15th?
So yeah, in about
almost
6 weeks.
A year. Yeah, fucking crazy. My favorite HeadGum memory was South by in 2017, or no, 2018.
Who?
I didn't say a person, I said a time. It was
the gang was all there, simply put.
Well, the gang was kind of there, you know, it was
everyone,
mostly there.
It was
yeah.
a family
that was like
pod.
The
a lot
OG
of them were there.
Perfect crew.
That was when the vibes were still positive and everybody like was, you know, on the same page, communicative, just like really, we couldn't mesh better. That was the whole thing.
Awesome. Yeah.
Totally. And it's so fun because, like, I remember, like, texting you guys there.
One second.
Like,
Jeffrey was
so
talking.
I was just saying that, like, dynamics are such
Hold
a
on,
thing.
Let
like,
Jeff
dynamics
finish.
Are such a thing. So to have, like,
that's
you
what's
know,
so important. What makes the company
Riley?
Is
can you mute
is the
Riley?
Bonds.
I'm
yeah, the
to
bonds
to
are
see.
So important. And it's so cool that bonds can also, like, stay over time and space
there's
and
like,
distance.
My ear hurts. There's something that's, like,
yeah.
grating.
Jeff, what were you
like,
going to say? What was the South By memory that only a couple of us were there for?
And
South
I'm glad
by,
you guys
awesome.
Mentioned bonds because our bonds finally kind of paid off at that point. Like we had bought them low in 2016 and by 2018 they were high. So we all sold out and suddenly we're like thousandaires, right? And so
yeah. that's right.
Amir and Jake lead a toast at the Airbnb in Austin. And, you know, it's kind of the start of the weekend. We have a show the next day and the day after that. Amir raised a toast and he's like to good memories to the team, to Austin, to South By. And oh, yeah. We got the Doughboys, and that was when the Doughboys had signed. You had guys kept it a secret.
Aww.
Everybody got goosebumps. Marty said chine. It was a whole thing.
that was awesome. I also remember that on the way, Amir and I had just finished that tour that we did with Middle Ditch. So we flew from Vancouver that morning to Austin, and we were getting on the plane in Vancouver. When we got the email that said that the Doughboys chose HeadGum to go with. And it was like, it just bodes so well for the weekend. We were so amped.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
In a dream world, we get so big on Patreon that we can let HeadGum die a slow death.
Right.
Like,
that's your dream world? In a dream world, like, you can just sort of think big. So, like, why is in your dream world HeadGum dies?
Ideal scenario, the burning, sinking ship that is HeadGum.
That's dream world, yeah. I was saying allowed that it shouldn't be your dream.
Is finally allowed to rest.
just say in a dream world, everyone's successful. You don't have to say,
I think,
like,
it's, like, more selfish to have something that's in pain continue to live. I feel like it's actually the selfless, like...
In a dream world, though.
Dream for it to die.
Okay.
If
I was just
all
saying,
of my dreams come
true,
HeadGum dies a slow, painful death.
No.
Slow, painful death.
Not in a dream world.
And I make, like, $2,000
a day
on Patreon.
Also, no, you would let it die, or annually. You would sell it and, you know, let it live on, just not under your guys.
Sounds like a nightmare world.
I would shudder it in this dream world.
You want everyone else to be
suffer,
and you to be fine.
If I have $2,000,
I know what
else,
you're saying. You don't have to, like, reiterate it. You already said it.
I think
times,
if everyone else's
it.
Life sucks and I have 2K.
That's right.
That's
you
not
like
that.
That.
I'm a little
that's
bit better
world.
Than
that's
everyone.
That's, quote, best case scenario for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if that all makes right. me an asshole,
yes.
if that makes me a bad guy, because I want other people to fail so I can just
correct.
Just barely pass but look
you
like
get
a success.
It. You get exactly
then that,
why
then,
it's bad.
Then you know what? What? So be it.
They call me a so pink sock.
And I guess I'm a colon of a man.
So I thought that we might call one of our friends, especially someone who wouldn't want to be called.
Jeff speed dialing his ex right now.
Take me back, please.
I thought we'd call one of my friends, or at least someone who's supposed to be my best friend.
Hey, Siri, call the last person I called 5 times.
Through thick and thin, but it was actually through sick and grim.
Nice. Hey, Siri, play John Mayer's That's really Moving good. On and Getting Over so that I can kind of get in the mindset that I was when I called the bish. truly, though, I thought that we could give Gabrus a call and see if he picks up, which he won't, but even that, even better.
Love it.
I would call Gabrus out of the blue. Yeah. I haven't called Gabrus in months, years.
That's the whole point. That's the point of the bit.
This is why, this is the time.
That's the point of quarantine.
The point of the bit is that Gabrus, no, he doesn't know. No, the whole thing is that he's like, why is Amir calling me? It's fucking Sunday night.
Yeah, that's what he'll think.
That's what he'll think. And then he's on air and suddenly all his thoughts are recorded and he doesn't know until it's
released. And now he has to be on and, like, be funny because he knows he's on a podcast. And so it's like you're putting him on the spot.
That's putting him on the spot is exactly what I would want to do. You want me to alienate a friend.
I want you to go out on a limb for your buddy so that they are embarrassed on air, and then we'll edit it out.
Yeah, for this show. For this show.
It's HeadGum's, for the
HeadGum's
show.
Fucking swan
for
song.
He said we're going to edit it out.
For the show. Show.
The show.
For the
for
show.
For the show.
Hard to chant
for
on FaceTime.
For the show.
Yeah, there's a lag, a latency, if you will. I could call someone else.
No, call Gabrus, man.
Call
I didn't
Lauren
have my
Lapkus.
Phone. My phone's charging in a different room.
It doesn't
you
matter.
You really sprung this on me.
Yeah, I sprung Paul this on Meyer. You like spring sprung on my ass. All right, I wasn't expecting March 21st.
March you weren't 21st? Expecting the day?
I wasn't expecting the solstice, right?
I don't know.
Is March 21st I woke up in, spring?
I don't fucking care, but I woke up on a day, whether it was the 21st, 22nd, or 20th. It doesn't fucking matter, but I woke up and it was
every
somebody
day
was like, oh,
you wake
spring.
Up on a day.
Every yes. day I win, no matter who, and I didn't know when. So I woke up and it was spring and it had sprung
every
and I had a spring
I
in my step,
up
a pep
and
in my
it is
eye.
A day, day.
A glint in my belly in. Button that I had to fork out
stop
with a fishing
yelling.
Pole.
Plug in your mic. It's not plugged
take
in.
Out your
no,
it doesn't matter.
Plug
the,
po-
the podcast is over. I stopped recording 2 hours ago.
Take out your trash. Call your girlfriend.
Take your trash out. Think you've
it's time
had,
you had
a
the
garbage.
Talk.
Have you guys seen that thing that ESPN did where it was like, who's the most famous person we could get on
not.
The stream?
Of course not. Of course I
no,
haven't seen that.
That went viral. It's, I'm serious.
I did haven't see it. Seen it. Katie Nolan did that.
Yeah, Katie Nolan did
who
that.
Did they get on the spring? Who did they get on the stream?
They ended up getting Dwayne Wade. They got Lin-Manuel Miranda, Ian Carmel, which is
oh, my phone
you know, a little
died.
Bit of a downgrade from
no!
that. But, you know, they got a bunch of people.
A-listers. And they just added
them. They just added them to a Zoom call, yeah. They texted them the link, and then they unannounced, they joined.
We're not even on a Zoom. For our version of Can We Get a Celebrity on Here, it's just adding Jeff, who was already hosting the show, to the
yeah.
show.
Okay.
And now Riley's disconnected. So far, this game has resulted in us losing people and gaining nobody.
In a way, we've sort of lost the dead weight. So in this way, we only have three people. So now we add another one, and it's like, it doesn't matter how it's recorded or if it's recorded.
And it's Gabrus.
And now we lost Amir. So it's me and Jake. Look, wow. If this is how it ends, this is how it ends. But all I'm saying is that maybe you get Ariel Vandenberg on here. Maybe you get fucking, do you know, who do you know? Jake left, obviously. Well, this has been one of the worst hours of my life. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is obviously not how I intended to end it, but it is sad for me because it's not only like they hung up on me as much as they hung up on you guys, and it almost probably has more to do with hanging up on me, which is fine, and I'm like not bitter about it, but I will be sad, and I'm going to pour myself into pouring whiskey for me into me. So basically what I'll do is like I'm sad on the inside, and so I'll pour my energy and time into pouring whiskey and then pour the whiskey into me. And I think that's good to have. If you did like the show, please subscribe on whatever platform you choose. And it would be a huge help as well if you could rate the show 5 stars on Apple Podcast. And if your review makes us laugh, maybe we'll even read it on air, or we won't. It doesn't matter because the show doesn't matter. We welcome any feedback, any segment ideas that you guys have that you would like to hear about, any HeadGum inner workings, issues, plagues not related to coronavirus, but more so just within the office, like a Ferris, like a Claire Slaughter. Maybe we'll have them on the show and let them defend themselves in front of you guys live on air. So the idea of this show is just to hang out with us, fucking have a drink, pour a whiskey, pour a beer, have a wine, whatever you want, have a soda, a water, it doesn't matter. Listen to us, make it feel like we're all hanging out, because honestly, in times like these, obviously, we're all home and we can't all be connected, but in some ways, we're more connected than ever. And I wrote that down on a piece of parchment. So yeah, thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week or not, perhaps with a different cast of characters or the same. I think the idea is that we will rotate in and out different HeadGum staff members. Also, just so that you guys can get to know them. Everybody at HeadGum is funny, charming, talented, hot. So thank you guys so much. We will see you next week, or we won't. It'll be interesting. Like America, this is a great experiment.
That was a HeadGum podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.